Republican attorneys general from 10 states are suing Google. They're accusing it of wielding its might in digital advertising to crush competitors, and it is a second major legal challenge to the tech giant's power so far this year. Shannon Bond is a tech correspondent with National Public Radio.
Well, you know, this is a big business for Google, of course. And behind every ad you see on your phone or computer, there's this complicated chain of technology that makes it show up. And the AGs say that Google is the biggest player in every link in that chain. Here's how Texas AG Ken Paxton, who led this investigation, put it.
If the free market were a baseball game, Google positioned itself as the pitcher, the batter, and the umpire.
So in the game of advertising, they're saying Google calls the shots. It acts as the umpire. And it also plays on both sides, helping publishers sell their ad space and helping advertisers buy that space.
Shannon, I just have to stop a moment to observe a fact. It's my duty to point this out. Ken Paxton is the Texas State Attorney General who just grabbed headlines a few days ago by filing a spurious lawsuit over the presidential election. The Supreme Court batted away that false lawsuit without even hearing the case. Paxton is also under indictment. He's also under a whistleblower investigation. So that is the attorney general leading this Google lawsuit. Is this lawsuit any less bogus than his previous big case?
I mean, there certainly is a cloud over Paxton. But Steve, this Google case looks really strong to me. It's not fact-free. There's a lot of evidence this investigation has turned up. Remember, it's involved several states. And more broadly, there, you know, this concern about Google's power in advertising and search is bipartisan.
Okay, so when we stick then to the sources that are actually credible here, how do the experts say that Google abused its power?
Well, they say Google is overcharging advertisers and boxing out its competitors. But Steve, it's also interesting in this lawsuit, there's one competitor that they say Google treated differently. That's Facebook, which is also an NPR sponsor. The lawsuit accuses Google of essentially colluding with Facebook, cutting an illegal deal to manipulate the online ad market. That's an explosive charge. So the states are asking for a jury trial. They want Google to pay damages and be forced to change its ways, including possibly making structural changes like selling off parts of its business, although there aren't specifics there in this complaint.
Okay, so the allegation is the super big players played nice with each other, but not with other people. How do Google and Facebook defend themselves?
Well, Google says these claims are meritless. It says prices have fallen for ads and ad tech, and it says that's evidence of a competitive market. And Facebook declined to comment on this lawsuit. But, you know, both of these companies are just under so much pressure and scrutiny right now. Just back in October, the Justice Department sued Google over its search business. Last week, the FTC and more than 40 states accused Facebook of crushing rivals in social media.
What do these lawsuits suggest about the politics, the political situation facing the tech industry?
Well, you know, just a few years ago, these companies were really golden and they grew in unchallenged ways. But regulators and politicians are finally waking up to this power that they have and challenging it. And this isn't even the last shoe to drop for Google. We're expecting another lawsuit from other states, including some with Democratic attorneys general very soon, about search and how whether it favors its own products.
Shannon Bond of National Public Radio. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.